Welcome to Conscious Communication, the podcast that can help you improve your company's culture and better your team's communication, helping you build more significant relationships. Now here's your host, Philip Bogolub.
Oh man, what the heck was that? Welcome to my conscious mind, the millions upon millions of folders that have been created from birth till now, starting from the beginning, as in crawling, walking, talking, feeding myself, going to the bathroom, all the way up till now. It's a bunch of, what should I say? Bleah! Sorry about that. Welcome to another Conscious Communication podcast. I, of course, am your host, Philip Bogolub, but then again, you already figured that out from the introduction. We live in and out of our conscious mind. And that is a good thing, right? Since it keeps us safe for not running into the middle of traffic and getting hit by a car and knowing how to go to the bathroom. Eat, drink, run, walk, all that stuff, just to name a few of the millions and millions of things that our conscious mind does for us every day. These millions of folders in our conscious mind have been written since birth, and we don't have any idea where most of them ever came from, since they came from the outside world telling us how and who we are. It is the programming, the written folders, the designations and designs of who and what our personalities are created from. And since these are all written folders, temporary memories on judgments, evaluations, objectives, assumptions, restrictions, things we can't do, things we can do, we can erase them and basically shred those folders and rewrite them with anything we choose. How we do that is through the subconscious mind, since that is where the spirit guides, universal mind, and where our true self is, our soul. It may sound simple to understand, but it is not easy to do. To me, anything worthwhile in life is worth the effort. How much do you want change? My father used to tell me, if it was so easy, everybody would be doing it. He was right. Within change comes something called, quotes my fingers now, I do this all the time, uncomfortableness, as in not being familiar with that folder that has not been written yet. So we get scared and we pull back to our conscious minds of protectionism, keeping ourselves safe. But that only leads to stagnation. See, first we have problems, and then many times to solve those problems, we need to make a change. So problems are opportunities to change, to be uncomfortable for a little bit sometimes, and then that will lead us to a new path in our life. The conscious mind is the informational mind. The subconscious mind is the transformational mind. This is where all the original thinking comes from. Albert Einstein was directly connected purely into the subconscious mind. And once we plug into this, as in rewiring our minds to have the controlling mind be the subconscious, that is the only place that we will be able to grasp our true purpose for ourselves and to empower ourselves, which will in turn empower everyone around us, from personal to business to friendships to food to sleeping. The list is endless. You will then be able to manifest the energy that is needed to create a paradigm shift in your personal life that will be able to open up opportunities in your professional and business life. Remember, as I stated in the previous podcast, they both work hand in hand. In other words, this will merge the two together as though you've just went into your junction box, you know, the power box in your house, usually in the basement, and moving the two separate wires together and soldering them permanently so they are able to create any and every opportunity that exists for both yourself, your job, your company, the world. It does not matter what your product is or what your talent is or what your creative ideas are. This is the only way to be able to make it come to fruition in the real outside world. Otherwise, you will just stay in the conscious mind of noisy thoughts, all that garbage you heard before, and never connect with your true purpose on planet Earth. Those ideas, those things that make you feel whole when you're doing them, need a way, a process, a procedure for them to come out. Since when those things are gone in that fleeting moment, when you feel most happy and content, no one gave us an instruction book or a class or a manual. and how we could attain this feeling and how to keep it going. Ajinoy opens up the opportunity to accomplish this monumental task. You can subconsciously create anything and everything through your own imaginational thinking mind, not your noisy mind of random thought folders. Again, what you heard earlier, which is blech. The imaging technique will create the mindset to make it real in the physical world and to not just exist rolling through your everyday life in the random noisy thoughts of your conscious mind. Most of the feelings we experience come from our conscious mind, which in most cases, other than keeping us safe in this stuff I've talked about earlier, are most of the time negative. And those negative thoughts give us negative feelings, which then, because we're magnets, we attract more negativity in our lives. We get a flat tire, we're late for work, we lose a job, we're fighting with our spouses, our friends, everybody. But in realizing that this comes from the negative thoughts, which create the negative feelings, which for me, I start having digestive issues. I I clear my throat. Sometimes I have sinus problems. They bother me. Remember, just because I'm spewing this stuff out to you doesn't mean I spew this garbage into my mind and having this happen all the time. Of course it does. I'm human, just like everybody else. The difference is I have created a process and procedure to work with the garbage, not against it. Think of the conscious mind as a cheeseburger, a milkshake, and French fries. Who doesn't love that stuff? Although those things taste great together, but they're very short-lived as in a satisfying feeling, because then you have to pay the price of having that junk food, as in your body doesn't function really well. And I think you know what I'm talking about. I don't need to go into great detail. I'm not saying that junk food is always bad for you to have once in a while. I love that stuff. I'm not saying the conscious mind is something you ever get rid of. It makes you function. You can't get rid of it. But you really want to focus on the health food, the organic vegetables, the grass-fed beef, the really good fish, whatever food you have. The conscious mind is excessive junk food, and the subconscious mind is the healthy food. You do not want to focus on your thought feelings, which is mostly negative. You do want to focus on your thinking feelings, which is pure imagination, since thinking comes only from your subconscious mind. I know this is a lot of stuff to absorb. Heck, it's been a lot of stuff for me to absorb, and this is my own philosophy. And I'm always working on, as in proving it, changing it, altering it, imaging it differently, replacing things all the time. I have a process and procedure to go through an imaging technique which will create the proper mindset going through your subconscious mind, leaving the conscious mind where it should be, keeping me safe. Just look at it this way. When the noisy mind starts going crazy because there's something that happened, a problem, doing the quote signs again with my fingers, think of this as an opportunity to test this idea, to test this process of procedure, to test your most powerful muscle in your body, your subconscious mind. There is no way to get rid of your thoughts since you need them to keep you safe, as I stated several times now. The conscious mind has a lot of good stuff. It's full of information for us to use to survive and protect ourselves, but the subconscious mind is the creative mind. I will leave you with a positive aphorism. I do aphorisms for me every day. I write a gratitude journal in the morning for myself. I always start the day with a positivity, end the day with a positivity, all this stuff. So it's not what I can get out of life. It's what I can get from life. Remember, it is more important to express your thinking thoughts and not the thoughts you are thinking. That is what is called conscious communication.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Communication. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast. You can also get more great information at consciouscommunicationpodcast.com.
If I need to pay attention to what I'm eating. I need to exercise more. I'm not diet right. Am I going to get a heart attack? Am I going to be able to do what I need to do? Can I live to see my
Okay, that's enough. Shut up.